This is Twit.
So what? So first of all, Paul says it was an open secret.
Yep.
Really?
Well, the thing had been leaking for months. I wrote a.
This is not Andromeda, though. This is not.
No.
No, this is the thing that makes sense, Leo.
the thing with wings.
Yeah.
$400, we should mention, Surface tablet. Mm-hmm. It will be available August 2nd. Pre-order now.
Yep.
It's two flavors, 64 gig and 128 gig.
Mm-hmm. 4 and 8 gigs of RAM.
And not, you know, a lot more expensive for the high-end model. I think that's $549. I think that's what Microsoft probably expects to sell a lot of.
Yep.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Then you have to buy a special dinky keyboard.
Yes, you do.
It's a specially sized keyboard because it's a 10-inch display.
Yeah, and it's the first type cover since Surface Pro 3 that isn't compatible with all of the other devices.
Oh, what does it use? It doesn't use the Surface connector?
It does use the Surface connector for power, but the type covers on the Pro devices have, I don't know what they call it, but they use a special magnetic type connection. Mm. And this one, because of its size, they just didn't make it compatible.
And does it use a Type-C charger? Please tell me it does, please.
So, no. Oh, but it does have, it has Type-C as a port. It still uses Surface Connect for charging. I actually think this, we should talk about the Surface Connect bit because...
Yeah.
That was the first thing I asked. You know, I said, so, okay, so you're still going with Surface Connect. I kind of hoped you'd be moving along to USB Thunderbolt like the rest of the world. But, you know, they, first of all, it's a low-end device, right? So this is comparable to Surface 3. It's not a lot of people going to be chaining two 4K displays off of this thing.
Yeah.
So Thunderbolt 3, you know, okay, you know, maybe that doesn't make so much sense on this device.
Plus, but there's a different connector. I mean, there's a different power brick for it, isn't there? That's smaller.
Yeah, right. And actually, it looks a lot like the one from Surface 3. It's a really, it's about half the size of the Surface Pro brick, and it has the prongs right in it. It's not a brick in the middle of the cord like we've seen on Surface devices, or like you see on your HP NB X2. Although HP's has a pop off, you could, you know, make it like that if you wanted to.
And this is not. Like Qualcomm, this is not an ARM chip, right?
No.
Right.
And you know what? We knew it was not going to be. At least I knew. I had it in my original report that it would be Intel, and everyone's like, you're wrong. It's going to be ARM. And I'm like, no, it's not going to be ARM.
I have to say, first of all, I don't know, you know, Pentium. There's going to be some controversy around the chip.
Is it the Pentium Gold chip?
Pentium Gold, right.
Well, that's got to be good.
People are going to say, you know, why didn't you use whatever the Y class M series, whatever it's called now? Why didn't you just go full core, whatever? And why didn't you go Qualcomm? You know, the Qualcomm one, they didn't answer explicitly when I talked to them. Although I did ask about it. There's a great video, though, called Introducing Surface Go, where the woman says something along the lines of they chose this chipset specifically for what they called predictable performance, right? Yeah. And, I think it's fair to say that this thing would have been sunk if they had gone with Qualcomm in the current generation. Okay. I just don't think the software's optimized. The chipset's not right yet. They're working on that. There's going to be an 850 and a 1000 series chip later. I'm sure a future derivative of this device will be Qualcomm based.
I would guess that too.
So the biggest thing you'd get with an Intel chip is better performance. But the biggest thing you'd give up is battery life. They're claiming, nine and a half hours? But do you think that's...
9 hours? No, it's not. It's probably close to six.
It'll be like six. Four.
Or, yeah. For Mary Jo, it will be four. She seems to have battery life issues. Yeah. But
every time, I get like half the battery life they claim on a Surface.
So this could be more like a regular laptop.
Yeah.
Like a Surface. Basically.
Yeah.
And a little less than that.
Yeah. Well, no, but it is... It is a Surface. I think that actually is a little more profound than it sounds on the Surface. Because it brings all of the pros and cons of Surface to a lower price point, which I think is important. And if you look at this $400 to $550 price range, there are no devices of this quality, of this build quality. It's got the same hinge like we're seeing now.
I love the Surface Pro. You can go down to 15 degrees or 16 degrees.
Yep, it's got the studio mode, supports Surface Pen.
What's the point of the micro SD card?
Well, memory expansion, right? It's a
If you want to keep more things locally.
That's another, you know, it's a PC, right? So this is another advantage you get versus a an iPad in particular.
Now they're showing on this video LTE, but that's not available yet.
Right. This fall is what they've said for LTE.
I can live without that. I use I'll just use my phone as a LTE. And you've had hands on with it?
We both got to hold it a little. Yeah. I mean, maybe Paul got more hands on than I did. I got like about, to be honest, like 5 to 10 minutes of hands on.
Yeah. I had Brad.
And you know what the one thing I'll say is?
What?
It's the most lappable surface
yet. Is it true? Is that true?
Because two reasons, right? So one is it's small, so it can definitely fit better on your lap, even when you have the hinge set back quite a way. But the other thing they fixed in this is it's weighted correctly. For me, all the other surfaces are either top heavy, bottom heavy. Right. This, the weight, when you put it in one hand, it's like, it's weighted correctly.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's tied to this Pentium thing, because one of the advantages of not having a fan, aside from the obvious, right, the fan noise, is they've gotten rid of all of the cooling equipment that would normally be in a device like this, and they've gotten rid of all of the ventilation that they had around the exterior of the previous devices. And I wonder if that helps, you know, the weight distribution a little bit.
That could, maybe, But, you know, the other weird configuration thing is the trackpad in this is supposedly bigger than the regular Surface. Is that right?
So, yeah, that's what they said, but I didn't see it there because when they said that, I went over, they had on display the other devices. So I grabbed a type cover from the Surface Pro and I pulled it over and I took photos of it. And to me, they look the same size. Compared to the keyboard, it's bigger proportionally because the keyboard is smaller, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, I think, I don't know if you got this figure from them. I asked, and I think they said, unfortunately, I didn't record anything. We just talked and I walked out and never took any notes like an idiot. But I think they said it was 86%. Full sized.
Oh, I didn't ask that number, but that's
interesting. I took it to be really tiny, and I typed on it. I could type on it. It's one of those things you'd probably kind of get used to, and then you would get carpal tunnel and be forced to retire.
I said that to them when I was doing my interview with them. I'm like, did Paul try typing on this? Because his hands are gigantic. I'm like, for me, it's fine. I can type on it just fine. But
it's a 1 millimeter travel, so it's a very short travel.
It is.
In fact, it looks like the switch looks a lot like Apple's butterfly switch, which gives me chills.
It's a scissor switch. It has a good throw to it. It's, you know, there used to be this thing around keyboards where you would say like the ideal keyboard pitch is, or key pitch is 1.5 millimeters, right?
Right.
The thing that's happened over the past few years, though, is that those kind of keys today seem wobbly to me.
Yeah.
And so as we go to shorter key throws, right, I think the Apple has kind of overdone it on the other direction. But I think there is a 1 millimeter area where it starts to feel tighter and, I don't know, more natural. I'm not sure. To me, it feels more comfortable when it's a little less than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is okay. Typeable.
Yeah.
Let me get back to the processor. This, the Intel Pentium Gold, is that a Core M? What is it?
I believe it's a Kaby Lake Y series.
Okay. Yep.
And I believe that means it's a dual core.
It's dual core, four threads, running at 1.8 gigahertz, I think is what the.
Yeah. Probably
so
not
they,
in this.
They store. Say they custom designed this with Intel, right? They said they did some adaptation to the chip with them. For this device.
I don't recall
that's what they said.
Here's the thing that blows me away. You go to the website, it says for business.
Oh, no. Well, there is a Surface Go for business and then a separate.
Yep. Oh, they're two different devices?
No, they're the same device, but they're priced slightly differently because the consumer version comes with Windows 10 Home in S mode.
Oh.
And then the business version comes with Windows 10 Pro.
I remember what I bought. I don't know.
Also, I guess we should backtrack a little. So they're positioning this device as being for consumers, businesses, and education. They're just saying it's for everybody, right?
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, because this doesn't look like a business person in her pink jacket. No,
I know.
By the way, so Mary Jo sent me to a really good link, and maybe it would be worth Google searching this. One of the markets that they market this toward is called first line workers, right?
Right.
So if you look up first line workers and see if you can find the Microsoft webpage, because they show what they mean by that. And so there are pictures of people using tablet-like devices, like Surface devices. So doctors, a guy on a factory floor, like a telephone repairman out on a pole, you know, a retail worker. Yeah, here we go. Flight attendant or an airline employee.
All of them, by the way, are holding it as a tablet, not typing on it.
Yep, but this is a tablet.
Yeah. So the keyboard is secondary. Now, it also has a pen, and keyboard, pen, and mouse are additional costs.
Right. Right.
I bought all three just to see. This new flat mouse looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't buy the pen. I never use it, so I didn't buy it.
I never use it either. But does it have a magnet on the side like the other?
It will test.
Yeah.
No, it's a magnet. So I'm curious, Mary Jo, when you get yours, how this will compare to that HP, right?
I know,
because
me too.
These are both fairly low end processors from a performance perspective. The battery life is going to be night and day, although you've had bad luck with the HP.
The HP battery life, I got better over time as the more I used it. So
you notice too that, I'm sorry,
it's an Intel 4415Y, but that's a unique to Microsoft part number, right?
I'm not sure, but I didn't get that, but I thought there were some benchmarks out in the world where people had kind of looked at this and saw that it was being, I don't know if it's available in other devices. I'm not really sure.
Right.
I think there are variants of the Pentium Gold chip that are out for different devices, but I don't know if this one. Yeah, like I see 4415. Like I see different numbers, you know.
Yeah. Also, there were rumors ahead of time. In fact, I think maybe just a week ago, there was a big report on these devices, and supposedly the low-end version was going to use a Pentium Silver chip of some kind. And I had never heard anything like that, and that obviously hasn't happened. But I'm glad they didn't go with two different processors. It's confusing enough as it is.
Yeah, I mean, I like the premise of it. I like the idea that here's something you can stuff in your purse or just take along really easily and use it as a true computing device. Like, I like all that. That's what I liked about the idea of the Envy X2 also. Mm-hmm. But let's see how it really works.
Right.
It's a small, remember, Surface 3 had a 10.8-inch screen. This is only a 10-inch screen. Smaller device. The form factor is only slightly smaller. It does have Windows Hello in the camera. The display resolution seems to be significantly lower than was the resolution of Surface 3. But actually, when you look at the PPI, the dots per inch, the new one is actually a little bit higher. I think it's like 217 versus 214, somewhere in that range. And so they're retaining the 3x2 form factor on the display, which I love, especially in a tablet. And I wish there was a way to get the keyboard a little bigger. Maybe it was in the comments to an article, but somebody pointed out to me that this screen size is potentially on purpose because it lets them get in under the Office 365, how many things you can use on devices rule for Office.
Is it true?
I
asked Microsoft. I just asked them today. I'm like, so your rule is 10.1 inches or less. Office should be free.
Interesting.
So I sent them a question. I said, is this true for the Surface Go? And they said, we're going to look into it and get back to you.
We're going to look into it.
We don't know.